We're doing the Ramban Torat Hashem Tmima. We're up to page Samach Gimel in the Beit Hayayin edition, page Ayin Vav in the Chazon Yoel edition. Hinei yatzana me'at mima shayinu bo. The Ramban says we've gone a little bit off topic because originally we were discussing the idea that miracles are that are revealed miracles and they are there to attest to the fundamentals of the Torah. We had revealed miracles in the Exodus from Egypt, which were there to attest to the fundamentals of Torah, that God created the world, that God knows what's going on in the world, that God cares. And when you see a revealed miracle, you realize, why did this happen? How did this happen? Obviously, because God's involved, and He knows, and He cares, etc. And then the Ramban went off on a tangent to discuss the idea that all of nature is a series of miracles, and then he went off to argue with Maimonides, who says that nature is a continuous force in the world and God isn't about to change it. And he says, why do you say that? No, things are going to change. And he says, we've gone a little bit off topic. But what we've already clarified is that the famous miracles, they are indicative of the fact that God created the world, and the fact that God knows what's going on in the world and He's watching over what's going on in the world. He cares. And then you have the hidden miracles that are continuous. Like the Ramban said, if the Torah tells you you have a mitzvah to pray, what are you praying for? Obviously because you hold that God gets involved. Why do you pray that so-and-so should be healed? Obviously because you hold that God could make a person get healed from his illness or not. So that's a miracle. That means that according to the laws of nature, it doesn't have to play itself out this way. But God's going to get involved in a covert way. It's not going to be obvious. So that's what he's calling the nisim and nistarim, the continuous hidden miracles. L'dat kol ma'amin bonesh avirot uvschar mitzvot, anyone who believes in the concept that there is reward and punishment, v'l'dat kol mitpalel, or anyone that prays, v'chol nosei inav l'shamayim, anyone who lifts up his eyes to heaven, what are you saying when you're doing that? You're saying God's involved in the world. He knows, He cares, He's involved. Kulam morim al achidush v'al ha'idiyah v'ashgacha hora amitit. So they're all connected. They're all indicative of the concept that God created the world. He knows what's going on in the world. He's watching over what's going on in the world. Ela shenisteret. The only issue is that just like God's action isn't revealed, so too these thoughts aren't revealed. You stand there praying to God. You don't start saying, okay, I know you run the world. I know you control the world. I know you care. So now I'm going to ask you, please let me find a job. We don't do that. So this intent is also covert. But these are the three fundamentals of Torah. These ideas that God created, controls, and is watching over. He cares. So those are three fundamental points. And he says they are indicated by the overt miracles, the famous overt miracles. And they are at the foundation of the concept of prayer and reward and punishment.